Thrawn waited until the sound of crunching masonry had died away before raising the megaphone again.
"Those are the consequences of defying me," he called. "I ask once more, who'll take me to the Guardian of the Mountain?"
"I will,"
a voice said from their left. Pellion spun around. The man standing in front of the palace building was tall and thin, with unkempt gray hair and a beard that reached almost to the middle of his chest. He was dressed in shin-laced sandals and an old brown robe, with a glittering medallion of some sort half hidden behind the beard. His face was dark and lined and regal to the point of arrogance as he studied them, his eyes holding a mixture of curiosity and disdain.
"You are strangers," he said, the same mixture in his voice. "Strangers."
He glanced up at the shuttle towering over them.
"From off-world."
"Yes, we are,"
Thrawn acknowledged.
"And you?"
The old man's eyes flickered to the smoking rubble Rook had just created.
"You destroyed one of my buildings," he said. "There was no need for that."
"We were attacked," Thrawn told him coolly. "Were you its landlord?"
The stranger's eyes might have flashed. At the distance, Pellion couldn't say for certain.
"I rule," he said,
his voice quiet but with menace beneath it.
"All that is here is mine."
For a handful of heartbeats, he and Thrawn locked eyes. Thrawn broke the silence first.
"I am Grand Admiral Thrawn, Warlord of the Empire, servant of the Emperor. I seek the Guardian of the Mountain."
The old man bowed his head slightly.
"I will take you to him."
Turning, he started back toward the palace.
"Stay close together,"
Thrawn murmured to the others as he moved to follow.
"Be alert for a trap."
No more arrows came as they crossed the square and walked under the carved keystone archway framing the palace's double doors.
"I would have thought the Guardian would be living in the mountain," Thrawn said as their guide pulled open the doors.
They came easily. The old man, Pellion decided, must be stronger than he looked.
"He did once,"
the other said over his shoulder.
"When I began my rule, the people of Wayland built this for him."
He crossed to the center of the ornate foyer room, halfway to another set of double doors, and stopped.
"Leave us,"
he called. For a split second, Pellion thought the old man was talking to him. He was just opening his mouth to refuse when two flanking sections of wall swung open and a pair of scrawny men stepped out of hidden guard niches. Glowering silently at the Imperials, they shouldered their crossbows and left the building. The old man waited until they were gone, then continued on to the second set of double doors.
"Come,"
he said, gesturing to the doors, an odd glitter in his eyes.
"The Emperor's Guardian awaits you."